Hey, it's Kathy. I have something so fun to tell you about. You may know that the doors are open to my new program, The Abundance Method, but if you enroll by May 15th at 11:59 p.m. Pacific, you're going to get my signature business program also, Made to Do This. That's a $3,000 program that you are going to get for free, included if you sign up by May 15th, just before midnight Pacific time. Made to Do This is a phenomenal program that has helped thousands of souls to start businesses, to be able to make a living doing something that they love. This is an incredible deal. You don't want to miss it. Go ahead and sign up at kathyheller.com/join. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I just want to share an extra mini episode with you every single week because I want to be there for you. I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see things in a way that just feels like it's doable, like you are so much closer than you really think. And I want to show you what's possible. So here's one of our minisodes. I hope you like it. Take a listen. I think it's so interesting how we want to take away contrast for people. Mm-hmm. Because if you've watched any movie or you've read the Bible or Shakespeare or looked at any pilgrimage, all the juice is in the contrast.
Yeah.
You know, how did Colleen get to Florida? Well, one day she'll tell you the story. Looking at it now, she's like, that's a cool story, right? Like, the way she appreciates Florida. After living in freezing cold, I mean, everything is the contrast. Talk to Ed Sheeran about what it was like to live on the streets and where he is now. Without the part on the streets, he doesn't get the benefit of now. Yeah. We're flying tomorrow to Florida. We fly first class. My daughter's like telling my other daughter, you know, because there's pods. So some people get the one seat and some people get the two. She's like, I'm getting the pod. And I was like... And I usually sit with Maddie, my youngest, in like the two seats. And then it's a little annoying because if I fall asleep, she has to pee. But it's all good. It's just sometimes I don't want to have to be woken up. It's fine. But I said to my daughter, I was like, you're so unaware and so unappreciative because you don't know what to appreciate. Daddy and I said to her, I didn't fly first class till I was like 40. I can't even remember. Maybe something like that. And I'm like, you... This has been your experience of your life. You know what I mean? Like we're going away. So all of Hanukkah, we're away. And then we go to Black Rain Mountain for a week. Okay. So she's like, well, what are you going to get me? This is my wish list. And I'm like, probably nothing because we're traveling. So if I send the things to Florida, then you have to pack them, bring them to Black Rain Mountain where we already have like a suitcase filled with coats and boots. You know what I mean? Like, no. And she was just like, it's really annoying. It's all 8 days. And I was like, you have no appreciation. I said to my husband who grew up in public housing, my husband. Okay. He grew up in a rent controlled public housing building where he slept in the living room floor because his mother and sister shared the bedroom and his father died and they lived on literal food stamps. And he took the public bus in Los Angeles till he was 23 and saved enough money to buy himself an old beat up Toyota Camry. Like he has oodles of appreciation. You know, I tell my daughters the first time I stayed at Hotel Bel Air and spent $600 on a room, the small room back in maybe 8 years ago, I was bawling in the shower. You know, growing up, I lived with my mom in an apartment and the electricity went out. And I remember saving up money when I worked two jobs to get the TV that came with the VCR. Do you remember those little TVs when the VCR was included? And I remember like how long it took me to save up so that I could have this little VCR with the TV because we didn't have a TV. Mm-hmm. And my daughter doesn't have the level of joy that I have about the things that I have because she didn't go on that. She's not in the alchemist. She didn't walk over the sand dunes and go through. Now, can she have another level of experience? Yeah, she can, right? Yeah. She doesn't have to go through, but guess what she has? She has her own journey she has vision issues that I wish I could take away. She gets headaches. She actually has vision therapy today. She has eyes that are one's nearsighted, one's farsighted. She gets headaches. She gets dizzy. She throws up in the car. She has a lot of those things. I want to take that away from her all the time. When I see her struggling with migraines and the Tylenol doesn't even help because it's the eye thing, I literally feel like I'm going to throw up because I can't do anything about it. And then she gets super anxious and she's become kind of OCD as a result because everything makes her upset. So it's like, and I sat back the other day watching her try to string Christmas lights in her room and she couldn't get it right. And she was getting a headache and she started to get so frustrated over nothing. And I was standing back going, wow, like she's going to have this thing to deal with. It's amazing how we think we know. We don't. Get out of there. Your job and his job and Colleen's job and my job is where I put the flashlight. Where's my attention? And I would stop saying to yourself, I struggle with depression. Don't label yourself like that. That's got to go. That is a story. You go to a Joe Dispenza retreat, he's going to say, you are not a depressed person. You're not depressed. Your old focus of attention led you to a pattern which made you think that you have this thing called depression. He says to people of cancer, stop saying, I have cancer. Stop it. Your body is doing a dance right now where there's a thing that's growing and we're going to actually shift the energy so it no longer keeps growing. Stop it. Stop defining yourself by that stuff. It's enough. Yeah. It's got to go. It's got to go, right? We've got to come back to the present moment and we've got to just decide, okay, is there a better feeling thought right now? Is there a slightly better feeling thought? Okay, where can I go with that? I interviewed Paige McCoskey, who created Aviator Nation. How many of you wear Aviator or you know Aviator Nation? So I say this because I have interviewed 700 people and they're all fantastic in different ways. But what was so beautiful about her energetic is, so she grew this business to $500 million a year without ever taking VC money. There's no venture capital coming in. Okay. She is a surfer. She literally surfs. Okay. So she tells me this story of how when she was 22, for the first time ever, she came to LA. She had never been in California. She was in Malibu and a friend said, do you want to go surfing? She's like, I've never been surfing. He's like, let's go try it. She gets up on a board. She felt life happen inside of her in a way she hadn't felt life. The smell of the ocean, the wind in her hair, walking into this like moment of like trying to find balance on a board, being one with the waves, trying to be like in sync with rhythms, right? Getting out of her head. Like she just loved it. She loved it from a physical standpoint, from an emotional, psychic standpoint. She's like, I got to do this again. So she just decided to stay in LA and become a surfer. And she did. She surfed in the morning and worked at the surf shop in the afternoon. Surfed in the morning, worked at the surf shop. And she started to feel these beachy, salty waves in her hair and in her heart. And she started to sew these clothes. And she was telling the buyer at the surf shop, what do you think of these? And he was like, that's cool. And she just had this impulse from a very messy place. She had no logo. She didn't know it was called Aviator Nation yet. She just had these like sweatshirts that she had sewed together from pieces of patches that she found at consignment shops. And she walked into Fred Segal and there was a girl on the retail floor and she was like, well, the buyer's not here. She was like, okay, well, I'll leave these with you as a sample and here's my number. And she left. And 10 minutes later, she gets a call from the buyer. And she said, were you just the girl who just walked out of the store? You were wearing like this. She's like, yeah. She's like, there's something about your vibe. Like, I want to meet you because she has the vibe of one of those girls who's like in her skin. So something about her vibration caught the buyer's attention. They sat down. She's like, yeah, we'll buy some of these. They bought them. They sold them, bought more. She made like $8,000. She made more, made $17,000. Made more, made $140,000, quit the surf shop and basically grew this business and never stopped doing the fun parts. Like she's designing the clothes. Now she literally has grown it to $500 million a year and she has a dozen houses and she's got wind in her hair. She's like, well, this morning I wasn't surfing because I'm in Austin, but I was on the lake and her hair was wet and she was doing her thing. And I'm saying this to you because sometimes we're so in the prison of our one loop. It's just a loop and we forget what's actually here. And it's like, no, from the place of focusing your flashlight somewhere else, it gets to feel good all the time. And so when you were talking and sharing with us, one thing that I was thinking that I want you all to just really kind of like know is A, how much is actually here? And I think really the question is, why don't we let ourselves receive? What is it that feels shameful? Why do we feel so unworthy of being on a surfboard and having wind in our hair and feeling good all the time? Why do we keep stopping it? Yeah. Right. And it's because, you know, there's a feeling of ego and the ego doesn't feel worthy because we're out of alignment. We're out of soul. We're out of all that stuff. And it's exhausting. And really it's about, how much of a capacity do I have to receive and not for me, but for the greater whole ocean? And that's all that it is. And then it's like, wow, from hearing that story, from feeling into that energy, from metabolizing that, Where do I want to put my attention today? What kind of day do I want to have? How do I want to feel today? Do I want to feel love today? Do I want to feel possibility today? Do I want to feel self-doubt today? Ooh, do I want to feel depression today? Ooh, do I want to get into the heaviness today? Ooh, do I want to worry about how to control this other person's experience today? What kind of day do I want to have? Selecting your thoughts the way you select the clothes you're going to wear, because those will lead to how you feel. It's kind of like, what kind of dinner are we going to have tonight? Are we going to eat carbs and feel good for 5 minutes? And then after eating 4 slices of pizza, kind of feel like shit. What kind of feeling do I want to have? No, I actually want to feel really energized. So I'm going to get a green juice. We're going to have acai bowls and I'm going to feel really good for 9 hours after that. That's the kind of day I'm going to have. You know, we go unconscious and we have shitty days. And then we think that they're happening to us. And now they're for sure happening to us because we have this program and it's called depression and it's beyond us and we can't do anything about it. And it's just like, no, what do you want to feel today? You're in charge. What color ice cream? What color flavor? What color dress? What color thought? What do you want to feel? What do you want to have? How do you want to be? Right? Because you can have Paige's day or you can have a different kind of day. She's the kind of person who I can just tell is just available to like feel good. That takes a lot of courage and it takes a lot of responsibility, being responsible for how you respond. Very responsible, right? And from that place, no wonder she has grown a beautiful team of people who want to work with her. No wonder she asks people, what job do you really want to have? Where do you really want to go with this company? Right? This is for you guys to come through and find a way to start making millions of dollars generated from what? Your energy, your creativity, your thought, your vibration. It's all possible. You have to choose it. You have to select it. And that's all that Kendra Scott's doing. That's all that these women are doing. It's all energy. It's just keep moving the energy, passing it back and forth like a volleyball. And the reason you're here is because you did pull off having a gala that came out of nothing, that came from an idea. You brought 60 people together. You gave to them. You've done so many things. You've written books. You've had kids. But this isn't really just about you. It's about all of us. And I just want you guys to feel into that. I hope you got something out of that. If you like these minisodes, then please share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Kathy.Heller because I always love reposting. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon.